AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. More than 940,000 jobs were added last month. Hourly wages are 4% higher than July of last year, and unemployment rate has dropped to 5.4%. All figures President Biden says he's glad to see.
Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working, the Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
22 million jobs were lost in the pandemic caused recession in March and April of last year. Nearly 17 million jobs have been restored. The economic outlook is clouded by the resurgence of COVID-19 cases, spurred by the Delta variant that's infecting mainly unvaccinated people. Hundreds of homes and other buildings have been destroyed by massive wildfires slamming California. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Fire officials in Northern California say at least 100 homes and other buildings burned in the river fire. Frank Robinson told KXTV what he saw after he was escorted to visit what remained of his home.
It's completely gone. And all our neighbors, great neighbors, they're leveled.
Colfax resident Donnie Dunn's home survived the fire. He says four of his neighbors weren't so lucky.
I saw the flames right there in the trees. I was looking for my cat for way too stinking long.
Meanwhile, in Greenville, California, lifelong resident and Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns estimated that well over 100 homes had burned in or near the town. No injuries or deaths were reported, but the Dixie Fire continues to threaten more than 10,000 homes.
These fires are making tremendous runs.
It's one of 100 active large fires burning in 14 states in the West. I'm Jennifer King.
A sightseeing plane crashed yesterday in southeast Alaska, killing all six people on board. Five passengers on the flight were from a Holland America Line cruise ship that had stopped in Ketchikan yesterday. Heading into afternoon trading, the Dow is up 117. This is AP News. Some members of the armed services have asked lawyers to check into President Biden's request of the Pentagon to possibly add the COVID-19 vaccines to mandatory military vaccinations. AP's Rita Foley has this.
The law firm Tully Rinke, with offices across the country, says it's heard from hundreds of soldiers, Marines, and sailors who want to know whether they can take legal action if ordered to get the COVID vaccine. Some say they're not sure it's safe. Others don't trust what they call the government's vaccine. But some active duty troops say accommodating unvaccinated members would be a burden. Dr. Shannon Stacy is a Los Angeles emergency medicine physician and a former flight surgeon for a Marine squadron. She says COVID-19 has the potential to take a fully trained unit from mission ready to non-deployable in a matter of days.
Security at Rome's Colosseum is checking visitors for new COVID-19 certification, part of the government's plan to rein in a summer surge in infections. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.